Well, now let's go to London and the scene of that horrific fire overnight. The 24-story Grenfell Tower apartment building caught fire just before 1 a.m. Witnesses say the flames shot up the sides of the building. It was engulfed in minutes. People inside trapped, waving items out windows to get attention, some jumping. Now, we're not going to give you the number of the dead because it is sure to rise. Danny Cotton, commissioner of the London Fire Brigade, says it's the most devastating fire she's seen.
An unprecedented incident. In my 29 years of being a firefighter, I have never, ever seen anything of this scale.
NPR's Frank Langford is in London. Frank, terrible scene. I mean, people are watching these images still. Help me describe it.
Yeah, it was this morning early. The fire started on the lower floors. It's a 24-story block. And when you talk to people, they say the flames just rose incredibly quickly, much faster than anyone imagined. And it's still burning now. They're still working on it. Apparently, most of the firefighters have been through the building. The scene outside of Rugby Club in the community, where a lot of survivors are sitting and, of course, people waiting to hear about their loved ones, people just sitting on the sidewalks, really shell-shocked, crying. Many of them, I think, recognizing that if they've not heard from family members, certainly now they're probably fearing the worst.
Yeah, and many of the residents appeared to be Muslim. We saw many head coverings.
Yes, they are. In fact, they're it's we're in the middle of we're in Ramadan, so they're not, of course, eating today. And what I saw at one church in the neighborhood was just a huge outpouring of food and blankets and water, and also recognizing, though, that this will be an even harder day for many of the residents because they're fasting.
Well, and we understand that many were up having the meal before the fast, which is how they
yes.
were able to help people out.
And that's one of the things. I did talk with a family who said that one of their families who were inside the building actually were up eating. Mm-hmm. And so they were actually when they smelled smoke, they were able to react quickly.
Wow.
But a lot of our families were not able to react quickly. And there were also complaints and concerns that fire alarms did not go off. So they didn't know.
Well, in fact, here's one man who lived on the 7th floor talking to The Guardian.
Run to the front door. I've looked through the spy hole and there's smoke everywhere. Now he's screaming. I've opened the door. I'm just in my boxer shorts. And his neighbours are running down and says there's a fireman. They're going, get out of the house. I ran back in. I've grabbed the little girl, put her under my dressing gown. That's all I had on. Got my girlfriend up, ran outside, and then looked up and it was just a blaze. Everything, you know, it was an absolute nightmare. It was like something out of a horror movie.
Frank, we understand from reading some reporting back in November that tenants were demanding that the building owner pay attention to fire safety. There's this chilling post on a blog 7 months ago, a residents group warning that only a catastrophic event would get the attention of officials, and witnesses shocked to see how quickly this spread. Let's just listen to one more neighbor, Piers Thompson, talking to Mox News.
It shot up that left-hand side, and it went up like a bonfire that was being lit on Guy Fawkes. That has recently been reclad, that building. That fire it went up way quicker than it should do. That cladding seemed to burn like paper.
So, Frank, speak to that. These complaints, long-time complaints, and then this concern about the building itself.
Well, they were long-time complaints, Robin, going back a number of years. And one of the things that was kind of shocking in the neighborhood this morning was people to say they were, you know, shocked by the fire that occurred, but they weren't surprised because there had been so many complaints, not just in that building, but other building about fire alarms not working and things along those lines. This is sure to be a very big part of the government's inquiry here. The management company that actually managed this building for the local government has put out a statement saying, we are aware of the concerns that have been raised historically and we're taking all these concerns seriously. And talking about will form part of our forthcoming investigations, but no real explanation about what might have happened. One of the things that people have focused on is they said the building had been reclad, and I think what they mean is there was a new sort of exterior skin to it, and people have said it was that skin that seemed to burn so quickly on the outside of the building.
NPR's Frank Langfitt in London, which receives another blow. Frank, thanks so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, Robin.